boys and girls.
Mothers and dads.
Grandmothers and granddads. 1:30 in Open House with Captain Tim Healy.
And please come in and welcome again to Open House with the Healy. You know, Tim and I enjoy these daily visits with you. And, of course, we come to you from this cozy room right here in our own home. I've been asking all the friends of the Healy Open House, you know, to take a rest each day at this time. Now, I want to read you a letter that I received today. This letter came from a friend living over in New Jersey, Plainfield. She said, "Dear Mrs. Tim, I want to thank you for suggesting that homemakers take a rest and visit with the Healys. I do every day, and yesterday I visited my doctor, and he told me that taking a few minutes rest each day at the same time was most beneficial, had been most beneficial to me. Thank you again," she says. "I do enjoy your daily visits with you and Tim." Now, that's the end of the letter sent in by Mrs. Walter Leonard, Tim, of Plainfield, New Jersey.
That's a very nice letter, Mr. Tim, but what is better to my way of thinking, Mrs. Leonard took time out of her very busy day to sit down and write it. That is being a very real friend to anybody on the radio, and the Healys do appreciate it.
Yeah, so we love to get mail, don't we, Tim?
A million thanks to Mr. Who doesn't, Mr.
And I'd like to salute Richard Mitchell if he's listening in today at Scarsdale, New York. Richard's been a little sick, you know. So I told him I'd salute him today on the program.
You know, I've got some tickets for him for the opening of the news photographer's show that's at the Museum of Science.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, Tim, Peggy Lou and I dashed out this morning down to the Hampshire House, you know, the little house, the cottage down there, and went to breakfast at 10 o'clock. Imagine, breakfast at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, Mr. Billy Goon gave a show down there this morning.
He's right on her toes, that lady.
She was lovely to us. And Mr. Sheldon was there with the new toggery, you know, for the youngsters.
That's the man that brought out WHW.
That's right, Tim. The weight and the height and the waistline. It's something very new in buying clothes now. We'll go in, instead of saying, "I want size 4 or size 5, we'll give the weight and the waistline and the height. WHW. Something very new. It was a wonderful show and a wonderful lot of youngsters there. And Peggy Lou and I had a grand time. Well, have you sent your letter in on your postal card yet telling us, Healy's, why you'd like to have a pressure cooker? You know, we're giving away a pressure cooker with the best letter saying, "Why I'd like to have a pressure cooker." You just write a short letter or a postal card. And believe me, it's a beautiful pressure cooker, too. It's made by one of the best makers on the market. Isn't that right, Tim?
That's absolutely
best. It's up to date. It's supposed to be foolproof, you know.
Yes.
I want a prize to win for writing a simple letter saying why I'd like to have a pressure cooker. Now, don't delay because the time is limited. Write today.
Well, send your letter or postal card to Mrs. Tim, WMCA, New York, 19, New York. Now, the winner will have that pressure cooker on her stove the next day after the judges make their decision. Yes, after the judges make their decision, the pressure cooker will be won by some listener to the Healy's Open House. Well, by the way, why don't you have the whole family send along a card or a letter? Well, in the case of a tie, remember, there'll be two pressure cookers will be awarded. And if there's three ties, we'll be awarded pressure cookers for all those that are, we think are the best. For the
okay.
Now, it's so simple to write a few words answering the question, why I'd like to have a pressure cooker. You might say, for instance, because it gives me more time to do other things in the home, or it keeps me from spending too much time in a hot kitchen, or it makes cooking a real joy because it cooks so easily and so quickly. Why, there are hundreds of answers, aren't there, Mr. Tim?
Well, I'd like to say, Tim, a few words about the pressure cooker, if I may. It holds 4 quarts, and it's a nice size for any family and has the very latest additions on it, you know, that make it foolproof, supposedly. And it's made by one of the best manufacturers in the United States. They're noted for their good workmanship, and the pressure cooker is guaranteed.
So send along your cards and letters right now, today. Tell your friends to enter. Someone is going to be mighty happy for writing a simple letter or a card. Remember, the judge's decision is final. All letters become the property of the Captain Tim Healy's, and no entries will be returned. But don't delay. Write today. And by the way, as I said a little while ago, please tell the whole family to send their letters and cards. Someone is going to win, and it might as well be you, and I hope it is you. Send card or letter to Mr. Tim, WMCA, New York, 19, New York. That's all.
Just tell us why they like a pressure cooker.
I think they all like a pressure cooker, Mrs. Tim.
Well, didn't I hear you say, Tim, that there'd be some good news about the shoes being taken off the rationing list? When will it happen? You know, I might add, it cannot happen too soon for me. Youngsters going to school are very hard on shoes, you know.
Well, Mrs. Tim, the War Production Board's Leather Bureau says it's okay to go ahead right now. Take shoes out of rationing restrictions. But, and there's always a but in these things.
I know.
The OPA says, better wait until we see how production is coming along during the month of September. I understand if it reaches 30 million or 36 million, then they'll take it right off. Someone's building a house over our head, aren't they?
Well, it always seems to me that the old law of supply and demand, Tim, will take care of that. I wish they'd hurry and make up their minds, and I know that millions of mothers feel just like I do.
Wouldn't it be grand, Mrs. Tim, if someone would come along and ration red tape? With that out of the way,
Tim.
With that out of the way, darling, things would be much easier for the mothers to get shoes for themselves and their families. But just fancy anybody rationing children's shoes.
Well, Tim, speaking about red tape, you know, that was a very cute story you told me last night about the income tax collector. Will you tell it?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Mr. Tim, tax collecting in certain parts of the world is not an easy job, at least not for the tax collector, but a Chinese tax official. He hit on a very clever plan. Yes, sir. He just sent word around his village that anyone paying their taxes on time, or paying their taxes, you leave out the time if you like, would receive a free lottery ticket.
Did it work?
Did it work? Mrs. Timmett certainly did. He did so much tax business that he had to hire more help. But they fired him. You know why they fired him?
No.
Because it cost more to keep his office going and giving lottery tickets away than the tax collector was losing money. He couldn't collect that much money.
Well, that's a good story. And it reminds me of another story that happened in Borneo. Can I tell it?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
It's in a village in Borneo. All the villagers were followers of the prophet Muhammad, and they were Mohammedans. And they must bathe, you know, every day. And the only place to bathe was a small river where the crocodiles were too numerous for safety. But the villagers bathed every day just the same. True, some of them disappeared, but they never bothered to do anything about the crocodiles. Now, one day, a government official was surprised to see some of the natives doing guard duty at the river. It seems that the local tax collector had been taken by the crocodile, and they were watching to get a shot at that crocodile.
What, they wanted to kill the crocodile?
You know, they wanted to see if he had the clothes of the man he had taken inside of him.
Uh-oh.
You know why? Because in the pockets of his trousers were the taxes he had collected, and the villagers didn't want to have to pay their taxes twice. They eventually shot the right crocodile. At least that's how the story goes.
And so they didn't have to pay their taxes twice. I tell you, we could tell lots of good stories on taxes, couldn't we?
You certainly could. Well, last night, honey, I saw a full page, you know, in pictures of beautiful babies, all wanting temporary homes. They pay their own way, too.
Yes, I understand. That's a new movement.
Yes, there are over 600 of them, you know, of these little ones. And they're not orphans because there's a waiting list, of course, for parents trying to adopt orphans. But these children are children of parents who've been affected by the war. Some of the parents will be taking back their child in a few months, while others will be years getting into shape, you know, to look after their little ones again. Now, if you'd like to provide a home for any of these youngsters, then call at the Foster Home, 105 East 22nd Street in New York. That's 105 East 22nd Street in New York. The World Telegram had a full-page picture of all these babies. Did you see it last night, honey?
Yes. You know, I just was thinking about that, Mrs. Kim. That could be... There were a fine-looking lot of youngsters, young Americans, and I hope they'll all get good homes. If it's only until Mummy and Daddy can be on the job. But, you know, just you take a child in about 3 years old or 2 years old, they can win their way into their heart, and if they're in your home a couple of years, it certainly would be hard to give them up, Mrs. Tim.
That's what some people are afraid of.
Yes.
But you know, Tim, all those babies look so well kept. I just couldn't keep thinking, you know, how much time and care goes into even the keeping of one baby.
You bet.
And I hope everyone taking care of a baby anywhere knows about diaper white, because every young mother should know that these days. And have you tried diaper white yet? Well, if you haven't, you really have a great surprise, because there's no rubbing, no scrubbing, no boiling. You just soak, rinse, and hang up, and you'll have snow white, fluffy, clean diapers. And they're delightfully smooth and good to your baby's skin, too. No mother really should be without diaper white, because it's so easy to use. And it's good to your own hands, too, and it's economical, and it's a time saver and a labor saver. And it's commended by Parents Magazine on every package. And that should convince anyone if they needed convincing. Don't you think so, Tim?
Oh, yeah.
That diaper white really is a miracle product for every young mother today. Be sure and get yourself a full-pound package. It's only 25 cents, and it's sold at almost all grocery, drug, and department stores. Now, diaper white is spelled D-I-A-P-E-R-W-I-T-E. Now, if your babies have grown up, give yourself another treat and drop 2 tablespoons of diaper white into your regular wash. You'll be delighted with the results. And you let me know if you don't think I gave you a good tip on diaper white.
Well, no mother could get a better tip than no dad either, Mrs. Tim.
I know, that's true.
Now, we were talking about baseball trophies for paper salvage. Isn't that a good idea, Mrs. Tim?
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. Tell about it.
Yes, well, there's the AWVS, they're ladies in that salvage depot. They want all the boys and girls to gather paper, of course, save all the paper they can.
Yes, because it's still a paper shortage,
Tim.
Sure. People have let down, you know, since the
pandemic. Oh, well, yes.
They think that there wasn't any more paper shortage, but it is quite critical because we're still sending so many boxes and so many packages overseas. That's
well,
one way of using it.
Yes, well, I understand that if you, those that get the most paper, deposit it at the salvage depot, and then you'll have they give you a baseball autographed by the, that's the prizes they give you for the best collectors of paper, waste paper, and bring it in there. They give you baseballs autographed by your famous baseball players, and I suppose there'll be other equipment, too.
Well, Tim, that's a thrill, don't you think, for grown-ups as well as children. Haven't you some autographs?
I still have some baseballs signed by Miller Huggins, Earl Combs, Babe Ruth.
I know it. And Lou Gehrig, don't forget him.
All those grand fellows. I still got the baseballs.
Well, you know, honey, many of our friends have written in to ask about that designing contest. They said it was mentioned on our program, and I tell you who did mention it, Miss Siegel. Miss Siegel, you know, she is the editor of this month's magazine, and that magazine is sponsoring a dress designing contest. Now, you'll find all full information, and I looked it up last night again on page 104 of the current issue of this month's magazine. So you'll find out that it is for young people, and I think that dress designs are going to be used this year for certain dresses.
Good.
And, Tim, do you know when a duck becomes a fish? Now, don't look so surprised.
A duck became a fish. Well,
don't answer me.
I understand you can, on Friday, that some people do bless the duck and call him fish.
Oh, I see. I know what you mean, too. But I really meant this as a joke, but it wasn't any joke to some of these fishermen, you know. It seems they'd spent hours in a boat fishing, and they didn't even have a bite, to say nothing about catching fish. Have you ever done that?
Well, yes, I have.
Well, they were so disappointed, you know, but they weren't going to go home empty-handed. So they were rowing their boat into the dock and calling their fishing trip, of course, a terrible flop. When plunk right in the center of that boat landed a dead duck. Someone, it seems, had been out duck hunting, you know, and they must have hit the duck. And it flew on until it reached its end and then managed to drop right into the fisherman's boat.
You know, that's a grand story.
Sort of like manna from heaven, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't going home empty-handed, was it?
No.
I wonder how I'd get on if I brought over a story like that to you, Mr. Tim. But talking about stories, you know, I always remember the chap that went out and his wife said, "Now, you've got to eat, be sure while I'm away, you've got to eat fish on Friday. You understand that?"
Mm-hmm.
And he went into a fish shop and he said, "Have you got any whale?" And the man said, "Whale? Who wants whale?" "Well, I'd like a piece of whale." He said, "Today is Friday. I'd like a whale's a fish, isn't it?" He said, "Well, yes, sort of." Well, he said, "I haven't got any whale." So he went home and he said, called his wife on the phone. He said, "Well, darling, I tried like anything to get fish." He said, "God knows I tried to get fish, but I couldn't get it." So he bought himself a duck.
Well, so, Jim, do you know the new slogan for the new Victory Drive?
No, I haven't heard
it. I remember it.
Oh, yes, I heard that. Yes, yes, that's it.
And isn't that a lovely one? I thought so that we won't forget and we'll get ready for this new drive and also for the clothes drive because President Truman has asked Henry Kaiser, I think, to take charge of the new clothes drive like we had last spring. And I have here before me a telegram from Miss Jean Dalrymple, Tim, you know, a publication. And she sent me these two darling books, Jasper and the Watermelons and Rusty
cute.
And Al. You know, those are those new puppetoons.
Yes.
You've seen, I'm sure, Jasper in many of the puppetoons in the movies. Well, this is from the Diamond Publishing Company. And he's the originator of these, of Jasper and the Watermelons, is, of course, George Powell.
Yeah, that's right. He's a Hungarian boy, isn't he?
Yes. And the books look perfectly adorable, and there's going to be a screening of them. And I want to say that we're going to be there, aren't we?
Well, sure we are. We wouldn't miss that for anything.
And
that's where the lady walks around and you only see her feet walking around,
right? Yes, you just see Mammy's feet. Is that all
well,
time
Mrs.
we have?
Well, Tim, that looks like all the time you're going to have today, darling.
Well, I guess for tomorrow it's in the Bernstein Mills, don't forget.
Oh, that's going to be good. Listen in the morning and hear all about those wonderful corduroys.
That's
well,
right.
Don't forget to put your letter or card in the mail today saying why you'd like to have a pressure cooker. Now, don't delay. Send along your letter or card today to Mrs. Tim, WMCA, New York 19, New York. That letter or card will bring a pressure cooker to the winner, so you want to try. Time to say goodbye to all your friends, Mrs. Tim.
So glad you came. Goodbye till tomorrow.
The Captain Tim Healy's is a feature presentation of the American Institute of Food Products. This is America's leading independent station.